This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. 2 years after James Whitey Bulger's death, fresh details continue to emerge about the notorious Boston crime boss's capture and killing. A new book titled Hunting Whitey brings some of those discoveries to light, including new stories about the people who brought the longtime criminal to justice and his final hours. Casey Sherman is a co-author on the new book and joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Casey, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, hey, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
So let's start this way. You said you wanted to demystify Bulger for the audience and deconstruct his larger-than-life stature. What was the allure of taking on this project?
Well, you know, I covered Bulger as a journalist for several years, you know, especially the years that he went on the run. I had lived in South Boston in the early 1990s. I'd actually met Whitey Bulger on occasion. My co-author, Dave Wedge, had also covered Bulger for the Boston Herald. But as you know, Bob, so much has been written about this guy. We didn't know if we could bring anything new to the story. But then we thought, okay, what about those 16 years he was on the run? What about all that time he spent in prison? And ultimately, what happened with his murder?
In the book, you delve into several behind-the-scenes characters who helped hunt down Whitey Bulger and put him behind bars. Who stood out most?
Well, to me and to the FBI agents themselves, Noreen Gleason, a female FBI agent who took on the case in Boston, really kind of stands out because when Noreen and others decided to take the focus off of Whitey Bulger, rather, and put the focus on his girlfriend, Catherine Gregg, who had gone on the run with him, ultimately they said, you find her and we'll find him. And that's what they did. So, her leadership during that crisis certainly stands out to me.
Whitey went on the lam in Louisiana, in Chicago, visited Youngstown, Ohio. Why did he choose California, do you think?
It was a great place for Bulger and Catherine Gregg to hide out in plain sight. And Bulger and Catherine's apartment building was 0.8 miles from the Santa Monica police station. My co-author Dave Wedge and I were the only journalists to ever gain access inside Bulger's apartment, and looking at the walls that he had carved out to stash weapons and cash was pretty eerie. To stand out on the balcony where Whitey had stood with a pair of binoculars looking down the street for an FBI strike team, or even worse, an assassin from his old days in South Boston, really helped us write this book.
The FBI located him in that apartment complex in Santa Monica, California, and Bulger himself described the scene in vivid detail in a letter to author Michael Esslinger, which was shared with you in your book. It's on page 170. Read that graph for us, if you would.
They were screaming, "We will shoot." And I responded, "Go ahead. I'm not kneeling down in the oil." I told him that there was a clean place to my right, and for him, the police officer or the FBI agent, to take 2 steps to the right to that area, and I would comply. The FBI agent was screaming, "Don't try it or I'll shoot." I thought, I'm going to die. But I told them, here is my step number one, and I took it. The tension was rising, but I said, bleep it. I'm not backing down. And I said, here's step number two. I had that feeling I had as a kid waiting to feel the bullet in my back. The FBI didn't shoot.
And you also, Casey, have pretty graphic details about how Bulger died later in federal prison at the hands of other inmates murdered.
That's right. We had exclusive correspondence with the prime suspect in Whitey Bulger's murder. We also interviewed several of the guards that were on duty during that melee. Bulger was killed within basically a few minutes with a padlock and a sock. He was beaten so badly that any casual observer looking into his cell would have believed that his eyes had been taken out, but they were completely swollen shut. And, you know, myself and my co-author, you know, we kind of like to believe that, you know, for those 2 minutes during that beating, Bulger had a look of fear in his eyes that his victims also had when Bulger was taking their last breaths away from them.
Casey Sherman, co-author of the new book On the Life on the Lam of James Whitey Bulger, Boston Crime Boss, the book titled Hunting Whitey. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Appreciate it.